This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. And today from Leadernomics, we have Nick Noor Mariam Najiha, who is the Digital Learning Content Development Specialist there. And our topic today, effective listening skills to react or respond. So effective listening is the ability to actively comprehend information given by a speaker, regardless of any form of communication. In other words, it determines the effectivity of an interaction when it allows individuals to retain information by showing interest, in-depth focus, and active feedback back to the other participant in a communication exchange. However, not every conversation proves to be a mutual success for both parties. So why are we talking about this skill today?
Okay, the reason why I choose this topic today is because of eventually I found the importance of listening. Before this, maybe I just listened to acquire what I want from my friends or perhaps my family. But once you started to enter workforce, mm-hmm. especially you've already graduated, you have to deliver. And by delivering, you need to listen.
Okay. So, yeah. And there's a difference between hearing and listening, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And this was something you got out of Stephen Covey?
Oh, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. According to him, Stephen R. Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. Instead, they listen with the intent to reply because they put their self-interest in mind. Yeah, I am guilty here too as well.
Okay. Okay, so is there any correlation between listening skill and leadership development?
Oh, yes, exactly. Definitely. In fact, listening really helps in shaping yourself as an empathic leader other than developing people around you. I mean, in my opinion, every organization's rise and fall according to the quality of interactions and their relationships with one another. So, from what I can understand about listening skill is you really need to embed certain following behaviors as stated by Michael Lombardo and Robert Eichinger, saying that skilled listeners practice active listening and they're willing to hear people out, and last but not least, they can accurately restate others' opinions, even they disagree.
Okay, what was it the Dalai Lama say? When you speak, you repeat what you know. When you listen, you learn something new.
Yes, exactly.
So that's important as well. And I guess just from your personal work experience, was there something that made you realize, I didn't listen, even though, you know, they said something, but, you know, you were just listening with your intent to reply?
Yes. I mean, I've made a few mistakes on my earlier career. And I find it, okay, I really need to stop doing this because if I keep on doing this, I won't be able to deliver as expected by my boss or my higher management.
All right. So, okay. So based on the points you mentioned earlier, can you elaborate more on the benefits of listening effectively to a leader or to anyone, really?
Okay. Before that, I would like to say that too many of us focus on speaking out our opinions and beliefs, but we forgot to improve our listening skill. So from what I understand, everybody could claim that they're a good speaker, they're a good eloquent speaker or a talker or something, but nobody boasts about having excellent listening skill openly. So it's about time for us to improve on that skill as well. So listening is arguably the most talked about but under-delivered communication skill. So having a clear-cut communication between leaders and everyone around his and her is very, very important. Everyone is a leader. So as a leader, you need to listen. You can't always keep talking all day long. You need to listen.
Does it help in stress reduction?
Oh, yes, exactly. You can't. Because usually the lack of listening, the implication would directly goes to conflict. So usually before the conflict arises, the stress will come, right? So usually listening can reduce stress in individuals and in organizations. Because generally, this is a simple rule. people want to be heard, and they want to be taken seriously. So if there are so many people keep on talking and nobody's listening, who else will be delivering the job?
Everyone's talking, nobody's listening.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now it seems here that you're encouraging the combination of attentive listening and some level of understanding.
Oh, yes, exactly. It is referring to Stephen R. Covey's listening continuum, because based on the table, there are five levels, but I'm going to focus more on the last level. But before that, for the first four levels, we have ignoring, pretend listening, patronizing. The third one is selective listening and attentive listening. But for the first four levels, I noticed that it usually revolves around the listeners hears from their own frame of reference. Mm-hmm. So maybe they listen, but they listen from their own point of understanding. But if you manage to reach to the last and utmost skill, listening skill of all time, which is what we call empathic listening here, this is where the true communication occurs. Mm-hmm. So this is where when the listener attempts to see things from the other person's point of view.
Okay. Yes. It's very good because I read this book ages ago, and then it's a good reminder, right? And then first there's, I like this, the first one is ignoring.
Yes.
Sometimes when I talk to my teenage son, I don't know who's ignoring. I think he's ignoring, and sometimes I'm ignoring. Pretend listening, which is very patronizing, right?
Yes.
Selective listening and attentive listening, but ultimately it's empathic listening. That's
yes.
a tough one, right? So now I believe that the practicing empathic listening is the best attempt that a person could do. Mm. Do you think it's possible to do it every time you're having a conversation with anyone?
Oh, yes. I mean, if you want to improve your empathic listening skill, it is not impossible for everyone to do it. I mean, provided that you give it a time, a relentless practices, and of course, undivided attention.
Right.
Yes, attention is the key here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why are listening skills important to us? Are there certain things that we should be aware of if we want to improve our listening skills? I think everybody says, yes, I want to be a better listener. So what are some of the skills we need to have?
Okay, to answer the first question, active listening can encourage stronger communication between you and everyone around you. So before you go straight to the points, you need to address the issue to improve the communication around you. So the first issue would be the communication style.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their own distinct way of communicating. So once you enter workforce, once you start to mingle with everyone outside your house, outside your family, you started to realize that, wow, there are so many people and you need to find a way to accommodate their needs.
Mm.
And then by then, you need to listen.
Okay.
Yes.
So know your communication style.
Yes, exactly. Okay. For example, in workforce, we have encountered so many generations. For example, we have already counted baby boomers, and me myself, I'm part of millennials.
Right.
So usually, I kind of agree with most of the findings about communication in workplace. Usually, they have a problem when different generations try to connect each other, because
okay.
another generation expect more from another generation and the message gets lost in translation.
Even though we're speaking the same language.
Yes.
Right. So I'm reading here, say baby boomers are perceived as more reserved, while Generation Y and Z would like to have more collaborative way of communicating.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. And what else, how else can you polish your skills?
Okay, polishing my skills.
Mm-hmm.
As a millennial, when you try to approach baby boomers or perhaps someone who has already experience in workforce or everyone around you, you can practice listening. You get them to talk, but first of all, you just need to listen.
Okay.
Don't interrupt, just listen. And because both parties, they can't gain advantages upon each other.
Right. Okay. Yeah. What is this interpretation ability?
Oh, okay. Interpretation ability is for people who usually tend to focus on practicing active listening.
Mm-hmm.
They find it easier to interpret meaning from conversations.
Okay.
So If you want to interpret meaning out of the message from the other person, you can always ask questions. Rephrasing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll continue our conversation about effective listening skills to react or respond with Nick Noor, Mariam Najiha from Leadonomics. Stay tuned to Raise Again, BFM 89.9.
Because feelings matter. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Raise Your Game. Good morning, Frida Liu here. If you just joined us, Nick Noor, Mariam Najiha from Leadonomics. We're talking about effective listening skills to react or respond. No? So we're talking, learning a little bit, a refresher from Stephen R. Covey, where we talk about these listening skills. And first, the first level of listening skill is ignoring, which is what my son does when I talk to him. And ultimately, we want to get to empathic listening, right? And then you were just saying ways that we could improve on our listening skills, and one of which is to find out first our communication style. Mm-mm. And also one area is the interpretation ability, to be able to interpret what a person is saying, right? By asking them often, rephrasing, restating, or just repeating what they said to make sure that you've communicated correctly. But also sometimes wrong interpretation can lead to unnecessary conflicts, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
And conflicts will take extra time and effort to be rectified.
Yes, exactly. From what I understand, conflict, I mean, before that, I absolutely believe that active listening can help you to diffuse or avoid conflict. Because actually, nobody wants conflict. Mm. And it's better to minimize the signs that can lead to conflicts rather than nursing the after effects of conflict.
Mm.
So, in order for you to avoid conflict, people may have different opinions on their own, but by practicing empathic listening, you got to be open to experiences and perspectives of your peers and everyone around you. And whenever the conflict arises, don't just get away from it. Mm. Don't just shove it under carpets or something. You need to face it, okay? Come up with solutions. Give it time to collect all the data, and yes, from there, you can go straight to the solutions.
All right. Okay. Yes. So I guess if I'm listening to you correctly, right, or it sounds like listening is the beginning of a two-way communication.
Okay. The kind of two-way communication that I'm talking about related to listening skills is that the first one is it allows you to understand issues and formulate better solutions. Okay, you need to give time. You need to give attention, and you need to give undivided focus when you are listening. It's another level of empathic listening. So when you actively engage and listen to your peers' concerns and wider business issues, you can gain a better understanding of the problem. Well, of course, listening skill takes time, then you find it hard to focus on over the time, but it allows you to accumulate enough information, actually.
All right. Do you have any other tips to improve our effective listening skill?
Oh, okay. The first one is, this is the what? The major tips. The first one is fighting the urge to interrupt. Yeah. Maybe you find it helpful and collaborative by putting words before your other person trying to finish the whole conversation. But actually, it could backfire. Mm. Yeah, it could show that, okay, you're not really, really listening. You really need to wait for me to finish. Yeah. So in this case, you just have to let the other person finish talking first. And give yourself some time to digest every word. Because in the end, you need to understand the motives before you give appropriate responses. As what I said before, you need to listen to give out respond, not to reply.
Okay. Also, I also sometimes think your tone of voice when you reply implies how you're listening, isn't it?
Oh, yes, exactly. That's what everyone face this problem. Yeah, sometimes the message got lost in the translation due to the voice.
Right.
The tone of the voice. So in this case, you need to avoid high pitch or loud voice. Mm. Try to go along with the conversation. Try to keep up with the pace of another person if you have to.
I was always used the story when, you know, sometimes when when you're having an argument with your spouse, and then when you ask your spouse, is anything in the matter? And the person said nothing. You know, there's a lot of things.
Yes, exactly. And then you need to give it time.
Yeah, the word may be nothing, but it doesn't mean that. What about body language?
Oh, okay. About body language. The thing is, sometimes you know the word saying, there's a saying that action speaks louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're talking, people need some other cues to convince them to understand, to really believe in your words. So while you're speaking, it is better for you to maintain direct eye contact. Mm-hmm. You need to nod your head to show that you understand what you're talking about. And of course, when you're talking with someone else, just uncross your arms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uncross your arms and then just exude open stance while you're talking.
Okay.
And I think right now what I'm doing right now is head movement.
Uh-huh.
So it is totally fine, actually.
Okay.
Yes, because according to Dr. Carol Kinsey Gomant, a body language expert, she says that hand gestures are really a powerful aspect of communication from both the speaker's and the listener's end. Yes.
So how interesting could it be, and how can you improve the quality of conversation with these tips? Any other tips?
Okay, any other tips that I can provide is, while you're speaking with another person or perhaps a huge crowd, don't forget to provide a comfortable personal space between you and other speakers. That's very important, especially when you speak to someone new or a stranger. People
right.
don't want you to get close. Yeah, so just create a considerable amount of safe space. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Final thoughts before we close the topic?
Okay, the final thoughts that I can say before we close the topic is, after identifying the characteristics and benefits of practicing effective listening skill, I learned to comprehend that the saying on why God bestows us with two ears and one mouth so that we learn to listen better. Yeah. Because, to be honest, respect is to be earned, and by listening attentively, you may have it. Because because once you listened, you listen effectively, you try to deliver. You try to come up with data and come up with a solution based on by listening. So this world has enough excellent orators, and it's about time. We need equal number of great responsive listeners as well. So polishing and practicing listening skill should be our lifelong learning mission.
Well, thanks for being with us.
I've
been speaking with Nick Noor, Mariam Najihah from Leadernomics. You've been listening to Race Again, BFM 89.9.